The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I promised you earlier that Kaz Mooney was going to join us on the show today, the Irish budgeting influencer, beloved of so many of you will follow her on social media. And I promised she would have some budgeting advice when it comes in particular to the grocery shopping. So this is where people feel the pinch a lot at the moment, Kaz. And we heard from people earlier and they listed literally everything in the supermarket as having gone up in price in the last little while. So this is a real concern. We'll start at the beginning, I guess, is the good advice as always. Before you go, what should you be doing before you go?
Yeah, planning is everything.
Okay.
So I recommend before you go, get your list together, get your meal plan together, and then look in the cupboards, see what's in the freezer, and plan what you're actually going to be getting in the food shop. So obviously, I really recommend looking at what offers are in the shop. There's so many online now, you can definitely pick and choose what offers you're going with. Choose seasonal, that's usually what's on offer. And then also looking to see how many chopped tomatoes you have in the fridge. Do you need to buy another one? But also looking in the freezer, a lot of people throw stuff in the freezer and forget what's in there, and you might have another meal to make out of
it. So when you say plan based on what's on it, like literally plan the meal, as in on Tuesday we're going to have spaghetti bolognese, that type of thing?
I don't like to tie a day too much to it because life's busy and things can get in the way. So instead just pick 7 or 8 meals that you'll have for throughout the week, and you know, you'll know what's coming up, so you can pick and choose the night before or the morning of.
One of the things that became obvious over the last few weeks, you know, when all those ready meals were recalled, was just how many people rely on ready meals.
Yeah.
And, you know, there maybe was a point in time where they were this kind of cheap alternative, but that's not the case anymore. I mean, if you're cooking the way you cook and the way you're shopping, it's much cheaper than going ready meal day by day, isn't it?
It's so much cheaper and it's so much healthier because you can choose what goes into everything. So I really recommend, instead of buying the jars, even making the sauces yourself, you're going to save so much money in the long term, especially because you can bulk buy items. And also you're choosing what is going into your meal. You know exactly what's in there. And you can just make your own sauce, make your own meal. And you can even make 2 meals at once and then pop one in the freezer. So you've saved time in the future as well.
You mentioned kind of bulk buy. So let's imagine somebody listening to this and they've got to go grocery shopping tomorrow. They think, I'm going to do what Kaz says. Should they be looking at buying enough, you know, meat and veg and tins of chopped tomatoes and what have you to do kind of 3 or 4 spaghetti bolognese's and just kind of eat one, freeze 3?
You certainly can. I do quite often, especially if I have a busier month coming up, but you need to make sure that you know what is going into your freezer so you don't forget about it, because it's so easy to have great intentions this week.
Or you're not sure when you froze it. You're kind of looking at something thinking, did I do that a month ago or a year ago? I can't remember.
Yeah. Date it for sure. Even putting in exactly, because all the mince dishes look exactly the same when they're in the freezer.
Yeah, they do. So let's imagine you've done all this, right?
Yeah.
You write the list out. Here's what we need to plan those meals during the week as well. People kind of plan dinners as well. And I don't know, maybe this is just the experience in our house. Where we get caught out is actually lunches, particularly over weekends.
Yeah.
You know, we might have there might be frozen dinners in the freezer. There might be enough. I keep giving the spaghetti bolognese example, but you know, there might be that there, or a chili or kind of chicken casserole, whatever you want to do. And we end up going to Eurospar for the kind of the soup and rolls.
Yeah.
And you spend about 40 or 50 quid just going over to buy soup and rolls for lunch.
So I have this issue right now because I have 2 teenagers in the house and they're at home and they're eating
bottomless
out of house.
Pits, yeah.
yeah. So what I like to do is just make a bulk thing of soup. That's a great example. Or eggs is a great one as well. So I might sometimes make a big quiche and they can cut slices into it. A big salad. Have everything ready to go. I do the same because otherwise I wouldn't eat. So I just have to have everything ready to go, ready to grab, throw on a plate, and then you're ready to go. Then it takes a few minutes and it doesn't mess up the whole kitchen as well.
So then, so good planning. Know what's there, know what you need, lunches as well as dinners. It's all planned out for the week. Then you go to the supermarket. What should you do there, maybe different to what you're doing at the moment?
So before you walk through that door, you should know in your head exactly how much you want to spend today. And that's a big thing, because I think a lot of people are buying what they normally would buy, but then might get caught on a few things and think it's only a few more euro. But know before you walk in how much you want to spend. That's your budget. And if you need to, I would recommend for the next couple of weeks, bring it in cash, because you can't go over then.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be really careful.
But
about
what if there's a good offer on chisels in the middle aisle?
Doesn't matter. It'll be there next week, I'm sure.
But maybe I won't be able to find the five other packets of chisels I bought in the middle aisle. I need a sixth packet, Kaz. That's the problem.
Yeah, my husband's like that. No. It's really important. If you have a food budget, that you stick to the food, and you can go back in with another budget if you want to buy other items.
A chisel budget.
Yeah.
So bring cash then to kind of limit the spending. What about being flexible when you're in there in terms of deals? You know what I mean? You think you were doing, you know, the chicken casserole, but actually you get in there and there's a deal on beef.
Yeah, so you probably have a rough idea of how much you're normally spending on your food. So I would try and reduce that a little bit, but don't reduce it so much that you've no wiggle room. So if you do see something that's on offer that you might want to buy a little extra of, buy that, yes. But I think it's still really important to stick to that budget, because we are just so tempted to overspend when it comes to offers. It's just such a psychological thing that you think it's going to be gone. And instead, buy just what you need.
I better buy this banana milk because it's buy one, get one free, even though I detest banana milk, that type of thing.
Yeah. And another thing I recommend doing as well is going in just yourself. Try to leave the kids, the partner, everyone else at home, because otherwise they really influence what's going into the trolley. It's surprising how much gets chucked in when you've turned your back for a second.
Okay, so we've got great advice here for everybody. If they follow that advice, and I know you were writing about this in the paper, I mean, how much conceivably could you spend to feed, say you've got three kids, that's a kind of a nice round number because it's, you know, a lot of people out there, maybe two or three kids, so you've a family of four or five.
Yeah.
What could they be feeding the family with a week?
So our budget is 125 euro a week for our family of five, and that includes the food, the everything from cleaning products to shower gel, all of that, like everything is in that food budget of 125 euro a week.
Wow.
And I feel like that's not cutting it back too much either, because it is important that you still have room to enjoy good meals.
Yeah, like that's what I know. Right, we'll do it by month because most people are getting paid that way. I mean, that's between kind of 550 quid odd every month for a family of five. I mean, that is good going.
Yeah.
And I'd wager lots of people out there listening to this for whom money is tight are spending an awful lot more than that.
Yeah.
So follow those rules and you could do it for that much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know where else you can get loads and loads of similar advice is Kaz's social media content. So just look for Kaz Mooney on Instagram and elsewhere and you'll find it all there. There's great, great advice on a daily basis. The Irish budgeting influencer, Kaz, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.